This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Shanning and Noel. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Tan Sri Mohammad Sharif Mohammad Kassim, founding member of the G25 and former Secretary General of the Ministry of Finance, for his thoughts on approved permits following recent comments from Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Now, we've also been running a poll on the BFM Twitter account asking, should APs be abolished? So do let us know what you think. You can head on over to @BFM Radio to access the poll. But in the meantime, we are taking a look at what's going on over at AirAsia. Because following reports of graft allegations involving European plane maker Airbus and two unnamed executives related to AirAsia and long-haul sister airline AirAsia X, AirAsia Group Executive Chairman Datuk Kamarudin Maranon and CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez have announced that they will relinquish their executive positions within the group effective immediately for a period of 2 months.
Yes, so 2 months or such are the period that the company may deem fit. But just to clarify, although they have stepped down as from their executive positions, they have been redesignated as non-independent, non-executive board members. So they are still on the board. I have to say I have a bit of a mixed feelings about it. I think both Kamarudin and Tony, they have denied any wrongdoings. But and perhaps one scenario to consider is whether Kamarudin and Tony, did they declare their interest in the Airbus deals, if there were any, who was sponsoring, I think, the sports team, their sports team, because I mean, it was all for everyone to see, right? In 2013 and 2014, the Airbus logo was on the Caterham car when they were racing for F1. So it's not like it's a secret, right, that Airbus was a sponsor.
Yeah, in the meantime, Tarumolingam Kanagalingam, also known as Bo Lingam, has been appointed as the acting CEO of AAGB in the interim. The Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission has also initiated an investigation into the allegations. The Securities Commission is looking into it, as both are listed entities here. So this is AirAsia and AirAsia X. And Malaysian Aviation Commission, MAFCOM, has also said that it will assess whether there's any contravention of the Malaysian Aviation Commission Act 2015 and the Commission's own guidelines on fit and proper persons.
Now, aside from the MACC, MAVCOM and the SC, Transparency International Malaysia have also come out to say that it wants independent investigations carried out into these revelations. Now, noting that AirAsia has denied any wrongdoings in the case and on allegations that its directors and or employers were recipients of bribes, Transparency International has nevertheless called on the boards of AirAsia and AirAsia X to probe the matter. So for more on this, we have on the line with us Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Mohan. Now, what is Transparency International Malaysia's view on this matter?
When initially we saw this news, we were actually appalled that this thing has happened. Transparency International's view is that this issue should be thoroughly investigated, more so because two Malaysian companies are involved. Because of this, Transparency International basically have first asked the Security Commission to look at it, because both these companies are listed companies. And Security Commission, under the Capital Market Act, they have a provision to investigate anyone in the organization, especially at the senior management or the board level, who has actually, in case if they have misled the organization for their personal benefit, then SC can come in. So that is one reaction than what we have suggested. MACC on their own, they have already instituted investigation, so that should proceed. And the third thing that we have asked is for within AirAsia and AirAsia X, the board to investigate.
Well, since Airbus has paid that 3.2 billion euro fine, does that mean that the act of corruption actually happened and it's not allegedly anymore?
Yes, you are right in the sense that a vendor or a supplier has actually paid a fine. And based on the information that we have got, they have provided the information and admission to the authorities in UK or US or France. They have admitted that such a wrongdoing has happened in the cited documents by several parties. It is shown that the airlines concerned are involved. Definitely, it's a very serious issue. But the point here is both AirAsia and AirAsia X have actually denied the any wrongdoing. So, in all fairness, let the investigation proceed, because this is involving the MACC here locally and also SC here locally.
Now, Dr. Mohan, Malaysia's Corruption Perception Index recently recorded an improvement with scores at their highest since 2014. Now, how do you think this will play in future perception scores then?
Okay. As I mentioned before, the Corruption Perception Index actually measures the corruption level in the public sector. It doesn't measure corruption in the private sector or the general. It doesn't measure for what the general citizens are doing. Nevertheless, because the CPI is still a perception index, so even though the public sector is not involved directly in this, or maybe the investigation will show that the funding has eventually gone somewhere into the political side or what, we don't know. Nevertheless, we believe that it will make an influence on the CPI because it's still a perception index. So if you have cases like this, even though happening in the private sector, the image of Malaysia's ranking or the score will definitely have an impact. And this is what we are very concerned as far as Transparency International Malaysia is concerned.
Now, Dr. Mohan, let's talk about the corporate liability provision of the 2018 MACC Act. Tell us more about this and how effective will this actually be in preventing similar incidents in the future?
Okay. First of all, the corporate liability provision, Section 17A, Big A, this has been new provision put in the current MACC Act, and this will kick in only in June 2020, which is only another five months left. Now, when this law kicks in, under this provision, the company as well as the directors will be held accountable. So in this particular case, if such a thing had happened, then the company itself will be charged, plus the directors who didn't do anything, failure to prevent a bribery act. That is the spirit of that act. So where the directors are concerned, that is the reason why Transparency International have been harping on this for the last 1 year, telling companies to put in adequate procedures and so that you know what is actually happening. You see, if an employee still chooses to behave in a corrupt manner, and there's nothing much the directors can do. What the directors can do is put in adequate procedures, make sure they sign a code of conduct, make sure adequate training is given, make sure when you have new recruits coming in, there is a proper screening process and it's well communicated throughout the organization. You need to have a good clear-cut policy explained to all your employees, vendors, suppliers, customers on no-gift policy or gift policy. And if you can show evidence that you have done everything and yet the employee chooses to go against it and bribe someone, then perhaps the judge could possibly look and say that, no, look, the company has done everything possible, but the employee chose to. That's what it's meant by adequate procedures that you must have to mitigate the risk that is going to come in Section 17A. But very sadly, many private sector especially, even JLCs for that matter, of course SMEs are even worse, they take this very lightly. And as usual in Malaysia, every time when a new provision or a law were to kick in, there is always be protest or there will always be lobbying to say that we are not ready, you know, we need an extension. You know, so this is something that under Malaysia Baru, we should be very strict about it.
Well, back to Air Asia, outside of the MACC and SC, who else should be investigating this matter?
One, as I mentioned, is apart from SC and MACC, is the internal, this thing, which is even very important. Because don't forget, these two companies are public listed companies. There are minority shareholders. So if such a thing has happened, these minority shareholders are the losers. It's a public listed company and their interest should be defended. So I think the independent directors in the board, because we still have faith in the board, you know, that's the reason why in the board there is always independent directors there. So they should actually form a special task force to investigate, and perhaps they should exclude anybody suspected of involvement in the issue. They should actually refrain themselves or excuse themselves from being involved in the investigation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mohan, for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Mohamed Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia, talking to us about what effect this AirAsia Airbus debacle is going to have on the Corruption Perceptions Index, as well as what's going to happen now. And he does make the point, I think, of ensuring that there is an independent inquiry into this business, and that anyone involved should not be involved in the investigation, which which I think is a good point. So we shall have to wait and see, I guess, for what AirAsia is going to do.
Yeah, but yesterday, you know, they did see a fall in their share price. I think it was down more than 10%. So year to date, the airline, aside from the Wuhan virus affecting aviation plans, travel plans, this has not helped. The share price down 10% yesterday to 1 ringgit 28 cents.
All right, and right now we're heading into the 7:30 news. Up next, though, we'll be speaking with Professor Robert Shapiro, Professor of Government at Columbia University, about news out of the Iowa caucus over in the US. Now, be sure to stay tuned for that after the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.